Contact Philly 123.8.
That's air traffic controllers trying to contact a medical transport flight that crashed last night in a Philadelphia neighborhood, sparking fires and fear. Six people aboard the plane, including a child with a medical condition, were killed, and at least one person died in a car on the ground. First responders are searching for others.
The plane came crashing down here at Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard between a shopping center and a neighborhood. There are burned cars on the road, pieces of the plane scattered all over. There were the victims who were killed, and then Mayor Sherelle Parker says at least 19 others were injured.
This is not etched in stone. The investigation is ongoing.
The crash site is 4 to 6 blocks. Police have been going door to door to check on people, and City Managing Director Adam Teal has been urging residents to call police if someone they know is unaccounted for.
A lot of unknowns about who was where on the streets of this neighborhood last night at the time of impact.
Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
CBS News has learned that relatives of some of the 67 people killed in that mid-air collision near Ronald Reagan National Airport are being brought there tomorrow, where the wreckage of the aircraft is visible. Investigators are combing through flight recorder data from the helicopter and commercial jet, trying to find a cause. NTSB board member Todd Inman.
Obviously, we'll be looking at not only staffing that day, but progressively staffing. How many people, what job functions they were doing, were they being combined, were they not? What was the weather outside? What was the number of landings?
President Trump is set to make good on threats to impose tariffs on the three largest U.S. trading partners, China, Mexico, and Canada. Some business analysts warn of consequences for American consumers, and economics professor Brett House says.
The Canadians have indicated that the first round of retaliatory tariffs would be targeted at things that are not essential to Canadians.
The U.S. military has conducted airstrikes against ISIS in Somalia, the first in the African nation during President Trump's second term. The BBC's Gurvinda Gill.
Donald Trump says he's ordered airstrikes against what he called a senior ISIS attack planner and the people he had recruited and led in Somalia. Mr. Trump said many terrorists were killed in the attack, which also destroyed the caves they lived in.
In Gaza.
Thank you, Trump! Thank you! He's coming back home!
Joy over the release of several hostages, including Ofer Calderon and Kevin Siegel, both of whom had been held for 484 days, thanks to an Israeli Hamas ceasefire. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
There's an increase in the pitter-patter of tiny rodent feet.
A new study in the journal Science Advances says cities that have seen the most warming have had more rat sightings, a sure sign their rat populations have grown. Researchers say warmer winters are giving the rats more time to go out and forage for food and more time to reproduce. Rats don't get busy when they're cold. The cities with the highest rat population growth rates were New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Toronto, and Amsterdam. The researchers say the best way to reduce the rat population is to better manage food waste and keep trash in containers. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Talk about some monkey business. The last four of them who escaped from a South Carolina compound 2 months ago are finally back in custody. 43 of them got away from the Alpha Genesis facilities where they're bred for medical research through unlocked gates. The last ones lived in the woods for 2 months, fancy free, and came back for, you know, peanut butter and jelly. Allison Keys, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, some snow mixing with rain, a low around 32. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Chance of rain and snow on your Sunday, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high around 48. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. Right now, it's 28.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Rick Johnson with your Saturday afternoon weekend soundtrack. Glad to be here with you. Victorious win for the Badgers men's basketball, 75-69 over Northwestern. Beatles, Come Together.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Martha Vandella is on WRJN with Rick Johnson. Downtown Racine and WRJN invites you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. That's coming up Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili and see fun ice sculpting. And you can bring the kids along. They can play, have a scavenger hunt. It's going to be a lot of fun. It all runs from noon till 4 that Saturday, February 22nd, downtown. Learn more by clicking the Racine Downtown link at our website, WRJN.com. Here come the Hollies, long, cool woman. She got that short dress on, looking good, too.
Bye. Only the lonely.
Local news, timeless hits. They're right back here on WRJN. You know what? Bring a friend along. They're going to have a good time, too. Of course, you know we play all these great timeless hits, right? And now, Valentine's Day is sneaking up 13 days away from now. We're going to help you with some timeless gifts, too. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts Giveaway. We'll send one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers covered by Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle. That's right, jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine, and a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater down in Waukegan. February 28th is all that. That's when that's going to happen. All you got to do to enter any one of our sponsors' locations. Stop in at Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point and 57th Avenue. That's where you'll be able to register.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's the only thing I know in everything. Devil with the blue dress on. She's the devil with the blue dress on. So help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like a mic back. Devil with the blue red, blue red. Hey, I say now. Devil with the blue red, blue red. Oh yeah, the devil with the blue red.
got breakfast on a plane tonight and everything. Devil with a blue dress. Tell me now.
Still quite naive when you said that we made.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Rick Johnson with your Saturday afternoon soundtrack on WRJN. Sure, it's always great to hear Motown. I can't help myself. Sound of the Four Tops. Check out the WRJN Big Deals website. You can save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. Simply log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals logo. Shop from home in your easy chair with up to 50% savings. Check the site often for new deals every week. Chicagoland Shy Lights. Have you seen her? Here on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on,
well, it feels so good.
McCoy's at WRJN. Yeah, it was not a half bad. It was a little chilly, though, but it's kind of gotten overcast now. Cloudy, oh, here's that four-letter word, snow possible, and some rain, maybe freezing rain tonight, and drizzle likely after midnight. Going to be a little patchy fog around after midnight. Little or no snow accumulation. Ice accumulation, they're saying, oh, about a trace. So probably won't have any major broken branches or anything. Hey, I want to invite you Tuesday morning to listen to Mike Bino, editor of our Wisconsin magazine. He's going to be with our own Don Rosen, and they're going to be discussing what's inside the latest issue.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come away if you're going. Leave the
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. At least seven people are confirmed dead after last night's plane crash in Philadelphia. All six people on the medical transport plane and one on the ground were killed. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the latest.
There are burned cars on the road, pieces of the plane scattered all over. There were the victims who were killed, and then Mayor Sherelle Parker says at least 19 others were injured.
This is not etched in stone. The investigation is ongoing.
The crash site is 4 to 6 blocks. Police have been going door to door to check on people, and City Managing Director Adam Teal has been urging residents to call police if someone they know is unaccounted for.
Gustavo Chavez lives near the crash scene. He says his house shook.
A bunch of cars on fire and people like dead. I'm sorry to say, but sad for them.
The plane was carrying a young girl who had just been released from a Philadelphia hospital after 4 months of treatment. Her mother and four crew members were also on the plane. Barges are arriving in the Potomac to recover the plane that collided with an Army helicopter this week. 67 people were killed. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it will be a delicate process.
Once those barges are anchored in the right places, they've been using sonars to map the debris field. They will start to remove the wreckage from the water. The D.C. fire chief says they believe the wreckage has to come out of the water in order for them to access the remaining unaccounted for bodies.
42 bodies have been recovered.